The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Martin said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Here is the question of the century to the United States of America. Again, this is the question of the century. What is it that man has learned from history? All right, let's go on here. That's exactly right. Absolutely nothing. History's liable to what? Repeat itself if we don't learn from history. Mm-hmm. I got a book right in front of me. It's called What Man Has Learned from History. And when you open it up, there's nothing on the pages.
What's the author's name on the bottom of that?
Robert. No, it's Dr. Albert P.
Zilch?
Yes.
Mr. Zilch!
I never noticed that. Folks, have you ever wondered why? Did you know that only in America do drugstores make the sick walk all the way to the back of the store to get their prescriptions? While healthy people can get their cigarettes at the front?
At the service desk.
You ever wonder why? Only in America do people order double cheeseburgers, large fries, three chocolate malts, a hot fudge sundae, and a Diet Coke. You ever wonder why, America? Only in America do banks leave both doors open and then chain the pens to the counters. You ever wonder why?
Valuable pens.
Only in America do we leave cars worth thousands of dollars in the driveway and put our useless junk in the garage. You ever wonder why? Only in America do we buy hot dogs in packages of 10 and buns in packages of 8. You ever wonder why? Only in America do we use the word politics to describe the process so well, poly in Latin meaning many, and ticks meaning blood-sucking creatures. You ever wonder why? Only in America do they have drive-up ATM machines with Braille lettering. How does that work? I don't know, but I think people need to stop and think. But you know what? Only in America. You ever wonder why, folks, why the sun lightens our hair but darkens our skin? You ever wonder why women can't put on their mascara with their mouth closed? Something to think about. You ever wonder why you don't ever see the headline, Psychic Wins Lottery? Or You ever wonder why abbreviated is such a long word? You ever wonder why it is that the doctors call what they do practice? That's something to think about. Can we say guinea pig at the hands of their doctors?
I wonder what patient means.
I don't know. Be patient with his practice.
There we go.
It must be. Ever
long
wonder
suffering.
Why? Why is lemon juice made with artificial flavor and dishwashing liquid made with real lemons? That's a fact, AccuJack. Ever wonder why? Why is it that the man who invests all of your money is called a broker? And guess what? If you lose it, you are the one that goes broke. You ever wonder why sheep don't shrink when it rains? Come on.
That's a good question.
It is. Why is it the time with the slowest traffic is called rush hour? You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why there isn't mouse-flavored cat food? Or why Noah didn't swat those two mosquitoes? I got to stop for a second there. Think about that. Why didn't Noah, in his little archy-ark, smack the two mosquitoes? And just think if he did, folks. You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why they sterilized the needle for a lethal injection?
Justice.
Yeah. You ever wonder why that indestructible black box that is used on airplanes, why don't they make the whole plane out of that stuff? You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why they call apartments what they call them when they're all stuck together? They're not apart, they're put together. Why don't they call them put together apartments? You ever wonder why? Oh, do you like that? Creative, isn't it?
Good.
If con is opposite of pro, is Congress opposite of progress? You ever wonder why? And last but not least, if flying is so safe, why do they call the airport the terminal? That's kind of a sadistic thought, isn't it? But the question is, you ever wonder why? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this beautiful day in Minnesota here, 63 degrees, sunny as can be. It's Saturday, September 24th, 2011, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please call us at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. And this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And folks, I got to say this. You ever wonder why people continuously follow the same people? It's got to be a terrible place when your brains are in somebody else's head. You ever wonder why? I would think so. Folks, when we come back, actually, we have Bradley Johnson. Jake, you want to introduce Brad when we come back here?
Yes, sir. He's a school teacher in California that's been told by an appeals court, a federal court, that he cannot have banners in his classroom that saying, God we trust, God bless America, etc.
Dang. And we have an individual in California by the name of Bradley Johnson saying, no way, I'm standing up.
That's right.
On my rights. My feet are in the rock, and I ain't moving a foot. Again, folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Franklin.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen. Have a good day.
You guys, are we going to start this again this week? Now, you guys are going to do this like five more times, right? Folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Bradley's going to be talking with Bradley Johnson, a teacher out of California. So I'm going to shoot it over to him real quick. But if you want to be a part of the show again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. I'll say it one more time.
1-877-807-9977.
Did you guys hear that? 1-877-807-9977. It's all yours.
They had to have gotten that.
It's all yours, Jacob.
Mr. Brad Johnson, how are you today, sir?
I'm fine. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, you know what? It's an honor to have you because we've been doing a little bit of research on what's going on in California. And this is an important topic. As you know, and folks listening, as you know, we have done high school assemblies for a number of years. We love our next generation, our posterity, not with our lips only, but we've done it. We've been into high schools talking about our Constitution, about our rights, about morals, about ethics, and about how the redemption
about who
in
we
America
are. About
of our
who
veterans, that's right, yeah. Our foundation as a nation. And we've come under some scrutiny, so it's always a blessing to see those that are willing to stand in the midst of the fire. Mr. Johnson, explain to our listeners what happened to you. And I'm not going to go in and read the articles here. I want you to explain what happened to you. You're a school teacher, and the rest is yours. Go ahead.
I've been a public high school teacher for 34 years, and I was just aware growing up and going to a public school system over the years that in class each day we would say the Pledge of Allegiance as a young student, and we'd say One Nation Under God. I looked on our money, on our currency, and it says, In God We Trust. I learned that In God We Trust was the motto of our nation. I go to baseball games, and I'd sing God Bless America at the seventh inning stretch. I would listen to presidential speeches and hear them close their speech by saying God Bless America. I sang the song America the Beautiful and God Shed His Grace on Thee. I read our founding documents and the Declaration of Independence. In the preamble, it says that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator. And these are just some of the things that refer to a God or a creator that are in our nation's heritage and are currently part of our fabric as a nation.
Brad, you're talking about America. That's exactly right. That is us right there. So you're on a vein right now. Listeners, I want you to listen and pay attention. Mr. Johnson is exalting who we are as Americans. He's a school teacher in California. And these slogans that you're talking about start to come under fire by a public school system. Keep going.
Yeah, and so I in my classroom, I have inspirational posters all over. I enjoy nature. I enjoy going camping and hiking. And so I have pictures all over my classroom. I've got over 200 posters and pictures. And so I felt back in 1982 that it would be honoring of our values as a nation to make a poster kind of like the colors of a flag, red, white, and blue. I'd hang it near my American flag in my classroom where the students say the Pledge of Allegiance. And it said, "In God we trust, one nation under God, God bless America, and God shed his grace on thee." And I put that up in 1982, and I moved schools in about 1989 and put up another banner, the one I referred to that says, "All men are created equal, they're endowed by their creator." And those two banners have been in my classroom, and nobody ever complained. No students complained. No teachers complained. No parents. I have back to school night every year. I've had over 4,000 students in my classroom. I've had parents, other teachers, administrators, school board members, superintendents, just, you know, thousands of people in my classroom, and nobody's ever complained. So in 2007, I heard a little rumbling that somebody was didn't think I should have the banner up in my classroom, and I was concerned about that, so I went to the principal and talked to the principal. And she began investigating and talked to the school district officials, and they talked to the lawyers. And in this new politically correct environment we live in, they decided to tell her to instruct me to take them down. I debated with them over a 2 or 3 week period about that and said it's just the things that are on our coins and just what
it's
I mentioned
America.
Earlier about our national heritage. They said, no, you're promoting a Judeo-Christian viewpoint, and you might offend a student, so they have to come down.
Okay, hold on a second now. Stop right there. Everybody's following this so far. I want to reiterate something that most folks don't know. Mr. Johnson, in your school, is there Malcolm X posters hanging around?
Yeah, and I was
Dalai Lama?
Sure that my school, in the school district, I was able to go to every high school.
Yep.
There's four of them. I went to over 400 classrooms, took pictures with a court order and a photographer and a district official. I took pictures of every item up in every classroom in the entire school.
What'd you find?
And I saw Tibetan prayer flags and posters that celebrated religious leaders of other faiths. And those things bothered greatly the district judge Benitez, who in San Diego ruled in my favor, that the district had to let me put those banners back up because he felt clearly that they were discriminating against me in particular and my banners rather than telling everybody to take their stuff down. They just told me to take mine down.
Can I make a point here, folks? Did Dalai Lama go to war and shed his blood for your liberties in America? Did any religious leaders of Islam go to war and shed their blood for you in America? Did any of these Tibetan people that we have Tibetan prayer things? There's nothing wrong with praying for people, okay? I'm not against that. But did they go to war, shed their blood, so you could have the liberties that we have? Absolutely not. And this is why we're standing with you, Mr. Johnson. Because of the fact that you're exalting those values, you're saying to the next generation, do not forget that you are redeemed with blood. And I will exalt that in this classroom and teach you those principles and values. So now you have a judge ruling in your favor. You know, there is good judges out there, folks. Contrary to some thought, there is good judges. And you appealed now because your principal is telling you need to take these things down. You appealed and
right.
You won, correct?
Right. In 2007, I took them down. It went through the whole legal process, all the discovery you have to do in a federal case. And in February of 2007, Judge Benitez issued his ruling, and I was allowed to put the banners back up, and they've been back up ever since. And then now the Ninth Circuit Court, which is a predominantly liberal court has ruled against me 3-0, and they've ruled in the district's favor, and the district, as of now, have not ordered me to take down the banners. They're going to wait till some of the legal things are worked out. I don't know quite what they mean by legal things worked out, because we are going to appeal to a full complement of judges on the Ninth Circuit. It's called an en banc panel, and we have filed that Friday, and we'll wait and see what they say.
Okay, so Brad, I forgive me for stopping you right now, but you're saying you're in this for the long haul. You're represented by Thomas Moore Law Center. I want to play a clip really quick, and this is just a short clip, but this is what caught my attention, to know that you are a fighter for our values, that those men and women that have put on the stripes would be proud to have you as a teacher in their schools educating this next generation. Let's go ahead and run this clip really quick.
The math teacher says he's appealing the new ruling and is willing to fight all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, even if he has to pay for it himself.
I think so. I think I'd take a second mortgage, sell my house, I would do it.
God bless you. You stand by those words, Mr. Johnson?
Yes, I do. I did have to check with my wife to make sure she was okay.
Now, how can people support you? That's what we want. How do they get in touch with you and stay on the trail of this? Because Christians, and not just Christians, but patriots and Americans, need to be encouraged by men like you that you're willing to stand on the behalf of the next generation and teaching and educating that generation. How do they reach out to you?
Well, the Thomas Moore Law Center is the law firm that's represented me, and they're out of Michigan. And anybody who's interested in financially supporting, they can contact the Thomas Moore Law Center. And they are completely donation-oriented law firm. They are covering all my legal expenses completely, which is could be close to $500,000 for if we have to pay the district's legal fees as well. And they're very excited about doing it. They are behind me 100%, and they're doing an outstanding job. My attorney, Robert Muse, is an outstanding attorney. He's also fighting the health care law with the federal government.
So you got some good guys behind you here. I've got to cut to a break here, Brad, but I totally appreciate you being on the show with us. You are a son of liberty, sir, and we are honored to have you with us. We've got a break to another break, but again, we just had with us Mr. Brad Johnson, a teacher in California's Powwow Unified School District, with Thomas Moore Law Center, standing up for your values and your rights as a nation, folks, and bring them to our next generation. We'll be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. And keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776.
269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Hi, this is Michael Reagan, and I just want to say a big thanks to the Sons of Liberty radio show for what they do to, in fact, tell us about the freedom that we seem to be losing every single day. You know, my father, Ronald Reagan, was all about freedom. So I suggest, if you want to learn more, you listen to the Sons of Liberty every time they're on. You miss it, you may miss the next Freedom Bus driving by.
You guys... I can't keep saying this.
That means he listens every day.
Where does this stop? Michael Reagan, Ronald Reagan's kid. That was him.
Yep.
No way.
If he knows a true patriot, it would be him.
God,
that
that's incredible. That's incredible. We were just talking to Brad Johnson from California, who is a teacher that has taken a stand against the corruption in government, is really what it comes down to. Jake had just shared with us during the break that it was actually... the school that told him to take down those posters.
Yeah.
So he took the school district to court.
Yep.
Good for him.
Violating the Constitution.
That's exactly what they're doing. And Jake, I'm just curious, where does the Bill of Rights come into play here? I mean, you have one judge saying, keep them up. That's exactly right. And folks, the question I have for America is, what is this judge's reference to dictate anyways?
Law? And where does law come from?
That's my point!
Oh!
How do they get away with the corruption in the 9th District Court? Yeah. By the way, they're renowned for being corrupt, as he said. I don't know that he said it like that, but they are.
Yeah.
But I said to Jake during the break, who do these people that are on the benches think they are? How long do they think they can get away with what they do? Take down the posters?
Yeah.
Where's the Bill of Rights?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have the First Amendment,
Congress shall
rights,
make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
This is the important part. Prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
What part of no don't they understand?
This is the contradiction. The very government just told them to get rid of it uses these slogans on their money. God bless America. That's our country, right?
Yeah.
God shed his grace on
Common
us. That's our country.
Stuff that's in front of your
Pledge
face
of
all
allegiance.
The time. That's right.
One nation under the Declaration of Independence. We're endowed by our creator, God, with certain unalienable rights.
Folks, just this week, they took a poll across the country. What is the number one concern to the American people? This is interesting, but it's a fact. 47% of the American people have more of a care for their education system than anything else. It topped the pole.
Sure.
Folks, it's not time to sit on your morals.
Right.
It's time to get behind these kind of guys, because what you do is if you look at these cases for what they really are, the writing's all over the wall. Who is violating the Constitution, the teacher or the court?
That's right.
Hello?
That's right.
And
the few people that get behind them are so minuscule, and then you start to find out the seat of power is connected to them.
That's right.
So you need to not only just support guys like this, you need to be guys like this. If you're a teacher, stand up. You find a lot of times cowards flee whenever a brave man just stands up.
That's right.
It doesn't require anything.
Let faith arise and your enemies scatter. Amen.
That's right. Just be what you say.
I know men need to be told things twice. Men need to be told things twice. But I also know, like Abigail Adams rightly said to John, that men have to have their own, they have to be right in their own eyes. So let me put the question to America
right
now.
They feel they've made their own decisions.
Let's talk about schools for a second here. Can students pray on a public school campus?
Yeah.
The answer is yes, you can. May students read their Bibles on a public school campus?
Of course.
Yes, they can. This is common sense, folks. All the way up until the 50s, the end of the 50s, you had to graduate Bible courses in public schools.
Yeah.
This, all this lines between church and state garbage, folks, is way beyond capacity of any kind of validation whatsoever.
That's right.
May students form religious clubs on campus if other non-curricular clubs exist? Yeah. They can. May students hand out tracts, flyers, or other religious materials on campus? Yeah, they can. May students do research papers, speeches, so on and so forth, with religious themes? Yeah, they can. May students be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs? Yeah, they can. May students discover or discuss religious issues, although other students may overhear them? Yes, they may. Now, if you thought the question or the answers to these questions were no anywhere, let me tell you something. You stand in contradiction of who you are as a people. Because we are one nation under God, just as Brad Johnson, the math teacher in California, said. I mean, when he started to talk about the money, common sense, we see it all over the place. When you go by a graveyard, you see Christian crosses everywhere. When you go by military graveyards, you see Christian crosses everywhere. Common sense, you see it all the time. You say the Pledge of Allegiance. By the way, in some schools, they're trying to eradicate that. They're trying to expunge the Pledge of Allegiance from public schools, folks. I can't stand it when politicians call them government schools. Those are your kids. They're not subjects to the state, folks. Don't ever forget that they are your children, not theirs. Just the common sensity of what he was saying is just like, my gosh, it's right there. The Declaration of Independence, unalienable rights, received by who? Their creator. Mm-hmm. Hello. It's all over the place. His name is everywhere. You go into civil buildings all over the country. We talk about this quite a bit.
Yep.
But hello. Open your eyes.
It is. It's as obvious as the nose on your face. I'm thinking of an analogy of a man. Say we went into a museum, and there's this beautiful painting that everybody's just admiring. It's, like, awesome. And the painter is standing right next to it, ready to answer any questions. And so people come in, and they look at the painting, and they say, wow, what a great painting. You know, isn't America awesome? Look at the liberties we have, the freedom we have. Look at this painting. It's great. I'm giving you an analogy here. And then all of a sudden, they grab that painting off of the wall, and they walk over to the janitor, and they say, janitor, how did the shades get on this picture? No, the painter is standing right there. They don't acknowledge the painter. They go to the janitor. Because the janitor, that's what we are. That's all we are, is stewards of what God has given us as a country.
Right.
We're the janitors. That's it.
Right.
There's no prestige in our position. How did we shade those colors? How did you make those angles in that picture?
Yeah.
Painter's sitting right there. And this teacher's saying, hey, there's the painter. I'm acknowledging him.
That's right.
And I'm going to show our children that we need to acknowledge him. And I'm going to honor the veteran's sacrifice that died to uphold these liberties that were given to us by God as an honor to them.
Yeah.
And you have one or two in a school district. But you know what? Those one or two are losing. They are getting beat badly. And this nation is coming back. There's a renaissance of who we are as a people and where our rights came from.
There is.
And it's happening.
Yes, it is.
And they're not going to back down.
I wanted to say to Brad before he actually hung up the phone, but again, thank you, Brad Johnson, for joining us today on the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah.
But the quote that came to mind is what John Wesley said. And I speak this not only to just the Christian patriots, but the Christians as well.
Yeah.
Give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God, And I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen. They alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon earth.
Amen.
I mean, just think. John Wesley said back in the 1700s, give me 100 men that can do this. Folks, we only need 100 men. Remember Abraham in the Bible, folks? Yeah. How many did he ask for? 50, went down to 30. He should have kept going and going and going and going because God kept giving him everything he was willing to ask for and what he was willing to fight for.
That's right.
Don't forget that part about.
You know, it's like in the Word when the Lord says to the king who had not chose to go to battle but rather strengthen his allegiance with a foreign nation that was wicked and corrupt. And God comes down, I can't recall the king's name, but God comes down and he says, don't you realize the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro across all of the earth, looking to see whom I can show myself strong on their behalf? One man. You just brought up 100 men through Wesley. And I'm thinking, too, of when you...
John Knox actually said, the great reformer, the one that said, give me Scotland or I die, that great prophet of God. He said, a man with God is always in the majority.
That's right. And you also had another one, too. I'm going to go to this because this is good. Those who...
See, Jake's got it. He's got to link his little train up to mine all the time, folks.
Well, this is actually
so
on your train.
Shine like a diamond.
This is on your train. If you go to B. Dean My War,
no,
you
I know.
Can
that's,
find this Twitter
That's
feed.
What I'm saying.
He it's, whose cause we defend will come to the aid of his own, John
right.
Knox said.
That's right.
God shows up every time you stand up. And if you're not taking flack, I heard this recently, too. If you're not taking any flack, then you're not over the target. Folks, you got that's where Christians are found. You can find them in the heat of that battle because they're going there to honor their Lord and their Savior Christ because they know Christ shows up there.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so if you're not taking flack, you're not near the target.
No.
Well, we have a great church over here.
I know.
My children go to Bible classes.
Yeah.
They got their diploma thingy from the school. They're doing really well. Things are peaceful and nice. Why you always got to trouble everything?
Amen, brother.
You got to trouble. Why you got to cause problems?
Well, persecution's not in their Bible. It must be that do what you will.
Persecution?
Version.
Heavens no. Are you kidding
gotta
me?
Gotta be. Gotta be. I don't know. Wasn't it Jesus that said in Luke 6 that woe unto them when all men speak well of them, for so do their fathers of the false prophets?
Yeah, but there's a different time. See,
wasn't
I mean,
Jesus hated by the world?
Well, you know, hate, that seems very bad to me, don't it? I mean, are you talking about the Bible? Who needs to read that anyhow?
It's,
God talks to us, you know.
It's out of hand, isn't it? You get the point. Now, you guys, you can't be facetious like that and influence at the same time.
Right, it really drives the point,
doesn't
it?
It just gets to the point where you're walking around with a little packet of cheese in your pocket for 2 weeks. You stink after a while, right? Somebody's got to say something.
Say it.
That's all we say. And if you stink.
Why are you telling me we stink?
Folks, Lynchburg, Virginia, on Wednesday, August 17th, 2011, Matt Barber, Vice President of Liberty Council Action, and Dr. Judith Reisman, a visiting law professor with the Liberty University School of Law, attended a Baltimore, Maryland conference hosted by the pedophile group. This is going to blow you away, folks. It's called Before You Act. They're a self-acknowledged pedophilia group, okay? Around 50 individuals were in attendance, including a number of admitted pedophiles who should have been jailed right on the spot, or minor attracted persons as they prefer to be identified, as well as several supportive mental health professionals, world-renowned sexologist Dr. Fred Berlin of Johns Hopkins University gave the keynote address saying, I want to completely support the goal of Before You Act. Now, folks, you got rid of NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association, whose motto was sex before eight, before it's too late. We're going to talk to the president of Liberty Council, Matt Barber, right when we come back from this break. Are you guys going to blow my horn again, by the way? Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. In hour two, we're going to go back to the days of nostalgia.
Yes.
I love talking about that stuff. What does Grandpa and Grandma know? We'll be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book.
Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hi, this is Mitch Berg from the Northern Alliance Radio Network and from the blog ShotInTheDark.info, congratulating Bradley and Jake on 9 years of driving the status quo crazy. Keep it up there, guys.
People are going to think I'm like stuck, like a broken record or something, but you guys, Mitch Berg, are you guys talking about the Mitch Berg from the NARN? You guys have just, you guys are cutting the rug today. I mean, why didn't you guys do one? I mean, did you guys do one?
Maybe there's a surprise
later on. I think there is one. If you guys did one, let's hear yours right now. You, folks, this is the two that I get to look at during the radio show for 2 hours every Saturday. But these are the two. We got Kathy and we got Hitty.
Hi, this is Carrie.
And this is Heather.
And we are the smart, sophisticated, beautiful, pretty, skinny producers of the Sons of Liberty.
We think the Sons of Liberty are the best radio show in the country.
We love to listen to the Sons of Liberty because they do more than talk.
They are effective in society with their actions.
And also, it's hard to find people who are willing to speak the truth like they do.
And we appreciate the opportunity to be a part of it.
How much is that going to cost me? I want to know.
I'd say the garage deal.
No, but you know what? These are the guys that are always behind the curtain doing the stuff.
Making it happen.
They are. And by the way, they are not trained. They didn't have to go to Brown's Institute. No, they didn't go and get their credentials.
Who screened them? How did they get in there then?
Well, you married one of them.
Oh.
You remember that?
That's kind of a credential.
Well, it is a credential. Well, by the way, where did you guys get your credentials? Kathy's face is red. Looks like a beet right now. And Hedda, she's hiding behind the wall over there. So, anyway, aside of that, folks, again, I always say this on, I'm sorry, Lynchburg, Virginia, on Wednesday, August 17th, 2011, Matt Barber, Vice President of Liberty Council Action, and Dr. Judith Reisman, a visiting law professor with Liberty University School of Law, attended a Baltimore, Maryland conference hosted by the pedophile group. Yes, I said the pedophile group before you act. Around 50 individuals were in attendance, including a number of admitted pedophiles who should have been arrested on the spot. I believe they can go to prison for up to 20 years for that act. Or they like to be called, the Before You Act members like to be called minor, listen carefully, minor attracted persons, as they prefer to be identified. As well as several supportive mental health professionals, world-renowned sexologists. Oh, that sounds like that Kinsey guy. Remember back in the 40s?
He must be an upright guy.
His name is Dr. Fred Berlin of Johns Hopkins University. He gave the keynote address saying, I want to completely support the goal of Before You Act. So I got a question for Matt Barber. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Matt. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Matt, I'm curious to know what Dr. Fred Berlin meant when he said, I want to completely support the goal of Before You Act. Now, I got a list of the things that were talked about, and I got to tell you, it doesn't surprise me that they're going this far, because if you look behind the curtain of deception with these people, it's all there. But I want you to express to the people across this country, Matt, if you would, just let them know what you've seen that day in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. You know, I'm a former police officer. I'm an attorney. I was a professional boxer. I've done a lot of things. I've seen death. I've seen homicide. I've seen suicide. I never felt the kind of pure evil that I felt in that room that day. You could almost smell the sulfur.
Mm-hmm.
This group of people, intelligent people ostensibly, sitting around, half of them, you know, self-identified MAPS, minor attracted persons, and the rest a bunch of elitist-type academics with a whole bunch of letters after their names, therapists and psychiatrists and so forth, supporting the goals of this group. And the main crux of the event here, if you will, was that pedophilia needs to be removed from the American Psychiatric Association's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, because by calling pedophilia a mental disorder, this somehow unfairly demonizes and stigmatizes people who, you know, just, you know, lust after children and or rape children. So that was kind of how the beginning of the event started, and I've never heard such rationalizing pure evil in my entire life.
Matt, I'm curious. Why were these people not arrested on the spot for having such a meeting?
Yeah, you know, I was curious, too. I looked around. I was surprised, first of all, that they let Dr. Reisman and myself attend. I'm no stranger to these people in that I'm, you know, a pretty well-known pro-family advocate, and they know what I stand for on these positions, but yet they had us there and still said the things that they said, and there was, interestingly, no media there. Yeah. Apparently the media did not find this of any interest, nor was there any law enforcement there.
Yeah.
You go through the list of the things that were said, some of the most shocking, you know, that, hey, kids aren't necessarily unable to consent to having sex with an adult. This is the mindset that the sexual anarchy movement, as I call it, has been pushing for a long time.
That's right. So, interestingly enough, you said, Matt, there was no media there. Isn't it interesting there's no media to expose these crimes?
That's right.
But the minute you speak out against these crimes, then you have media trying to demonize you for protecting the kids.
That's right.
Well, that's right. That's because those of us who like to shine the light of God's truth, frankly, on this kind of pure evil and darkness, it doesn't fit the narrative. Anytime we, you know, these are the victims, keep in mind, people who push the radical homosexual agenda, the radical pedophile agenda, the pro-abort agenda, you know, the feminists that are pushing comprehensive values, neutral sex education in our public schools, trying to sexualize our children. And the natural outgrowth of all that is that the pedophiles now today feel so emboldened that they can hold a public conference at a Four Points Sheraton in Baltimore, Maryland, and not be ashamed to say the things that they said.
Now, Matt, I'm curious. You said you were a police officer prior to what you're doing today. Good for you. I got a lot of friends that are cops. I'm just kind of curious to know from your perspective. I mean, I know the answer to the question that I'm going to ask you. But, Matt, what are these people? What are they the victims of? I'm just curious because we keep hearing about how they're played the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And when the fact of the matter is the writing's on the wall to me. What are they the victims of, Matt?
Yeah, right. I'm going to put on my amateur psychotherapist hat here for a minute.
Okay.
This was pure narcissism and sociopathy on display, that they can somehow turn around. They even said during the course of this conference that, for instance, the APA focuses far too much children, as does our culture, are far too much focus on the needs to protect children, and they don't focus nearly enough on the needs of the pedophile. So this is pure narcissism. This is the victimizer claiming to be the victim. We've seen it over and over again with radical homosexual activists pushing their agenda, trying to silence any dissent whatsoever. Mm-hmm. The victimizers become the victim.
Are they kind of the same cloth here, Matt? Can you correlate the two of them together?
Well, yeah, let me be very clear here. I'm not saying that all homosexuals are pedophiles, but I am saying this. Post-1948, with Alfred Kinsey's sexual behavior in the human male, we have a pre-Kinsey era and a post-Kinsey era. Those who embrace the Kinseyan values-neutral philosophy, the secular humanist philosophy that says there is no right and wrong, anything goes, if it feels good, do it, they're all cut from the same cloth. I call them sexual anarchists. And the big umbrella, again, is the sexual anarchy movement, including the pro-aborts, the pro-homosexual activists, those pushing comprehensive sex education, and, yes, the pedophiles. And the pedophiles used to march alongside the homosexual activists in the gay pride parades before the gay lobby figured out that it was not politically expedient to allow them to continue to do so. So the sexual anarchists are, at the very least, ideological cousins.
Sure.
Yeah, Matt, one of the things that I wanted to do is give you the answer to the question that I asked you. And the question was, what are they the victims of? And, I mean, again, the writing's on the wall, the law.
That's right. The law discriminates against us.
So what's happening, in essence, is they want to eradicate the law, is what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. I'm reading this right.
Yeah.
Matt, I got it right in front of me. This is the highlights of the conference. Pedophiles are unfairly stigmatized and demonized by society, number one. Number two, we are not required to interfere with or inhibit our child's sexuality. Number three, an adult's desire to have sex with a child is normative. Number four, assuming children are unable to consent lends itself to criminalization or stigmatization. A consensus belief by both speakers and pedophiles in attendance was that the pedophile should be removed as a mental disorder from the American Psychiatric Association Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. So they're admitting that it's a mental disorder, but they want it removed.
That's right.
And by the way, in much of the same way homosexuality was removed in 1973, says the article. Now,
well, that's right, and Dr. Berlin acknowledged that. He said, look, we're doing the same thing here, and we're not looking at a therapeutic calculus. This is purely a political calculus. We're saying we're going to do what the homosexual activists did in 73. Mm-hmm. We're going to push politically the APA to remove this disorder. And that happened in 1973. The majority of members of the APA still believed that homosexuality at the time was a mental disorder, but for purely political reasons, it was changed. They recognize the same incrementalist approach that worked for the homosexual lobby. They're applying that same political incrementalist approach today, and we see where that's brought us decades later. What used to be considered a mental disorder and certainly an immoral sexual behavior now is elevated as a special suspect minority class with all the protections of government and everything else. That's where we've arrived. It's sort of logic and reason is turned on its head.
Yep.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.